Welcome to Moments of Meditation from the First Baptist Church of Plymouth, Connecticut, with the pastor, the Reverend Mark Copeland.
Greetings one and all, and welcome to the month of March. And we're kind of continuing on with our theme of the spiritual person, or a spirit-filled person. And the messages or the sermons throughout March are going to focus on trust, rest, some fruit, and the joys of God. But I want to really focus in on and think about this concept of trusting and resting, because they kind of go together. One leads to the other. Even in a world that seems to be upside down and tearing itself apart, the Christian can rest in the good news of our Lord. And we can do that when we completely put our trust in His promises, our trust in the Lord. So think about our themes for the month of March. We're looking at trust and rest. So one of the first sort of Old Testament passages that caught my eye with this concept of trusting in the Lord so we can rest in Him comes from Ecclesiastes, right? If you look at Ecclesiastes chapter 9, just like 1 through 3, right? It kind of fully sums up the situation that we find ourselves in. That really, if we put our trust into anything other than the word of the Lord, it seems to fall short. Ecclesiastes is sort of this lamenting of the realities of the world. And if we look at this passage that I point out, we talk about that, starting on verse 3, that this is the unfortunate fact about everything that happens on earth. The same fate awaits everyone. That anybody, the righteous and the wicked, the good and the bad, the ceremonial clean and the unclean, those who offer the sacrifices and those who don't, a good person and a sinner, it doesn't matter. The same fate awaits them. And the writer, probably King Solomon, right? The writer of Ecclesiastes says, the same fate awaits everyone, that their hearts are full of evil, there is folly in their hearts during their lives, then they die. So the same fate awaits everyone. We stumble, we fall, and then eventually it all leads to death. So when we put our trust in anything sort of like on this side of eternity, it all fades away. And we can see that with the fall of empires. We can see that with, you know, trusting in relationships, trusting in wealth, popularity, anything will eventually fade away. It falls short. It's the fate of everyone. Then they die, right? This final moment that we're all kind of cursed with. On the flip side, right, we go to like into, you know, Romans 10, that passage there, which is a passage I actually refer to quite a bit, that if you confess that Jesus is Lord and believe in your hearts that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. And then later on, everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. So when we trust in the word of the Lord, the promise of the Lord, that if we claim Jesus as Lord, is if we trust in His promises, we will be saved. Doesn't matter what's happening around us, what direction we think the world is going in, who's in power, the state of our neighborhoods, our aging bodies, our failing health. You know, obviously we don't want to stick our heads in the sand, right? We do want to help people, but the ultimate reality or the truth of the matter is that if you want to flip everything upside down in this world, to really be different, be someone that's refreshing, be someone that is the Father is using to draw people to Jesus, you have to be that qualitatively different person that when it all seems to be falling apart, it's all on fire, we still have this peace that surpasses all understanding. We are still finding that rest in the Lord. And ultimately, when we find that rest, it's because we are fully trusting that Jesus is Lord. And he's not Lord over some things. He is Lord over all things. He's inheriting the world. He reigns right now from the right hand of the Father in heaven. He intercedes for us right now. And that Jesus' word is true and that he's faithful to those promises. We trust that concept, right? That Jesus is Lord and that everyone who calls upon his name will be saved, right? There's no qualifying statement there, right? You call upon his name and you will be saved. He will see you through it in the end. So friends, trust and rest go hand in hand. If you want that rest and that peace where we're not in crisis mode all the time, we're still facing obstacles, right, that we have to deal with, but we're not facing them with utter fear and panic like it's a five-alarm crisis, because we trust that Jesus is true and faithful to his word and that he's Lord of all things and that he is seeing us through it. So ultimately, again, for the month of March, think about it in those terms, right? Trust and rest. Trust and rest. And these, again, these are going to be fruits of the Spirit. They're going to be matters of the Spirit, right? They're going to be, the Spirit's going to cultivate our hearts so we can trust and rest. And so in order for us to know that full trusting and resting and the inner workings of the Spirit moving our hearts to just be a different people, we're going to have to immerse ourselves in the promises and the words of the Lord, in fellowship with one another, in Bible study, in spiritual music, those hymns or even the contemporary songs that we listen to. Like one of my main Lenten goal, so to speak, was to turn off the noise and to simply rest in the Lord more and in his Spirit. And you do that by just focusing on those things of the Spirit, reading the Word, fellowshipping with his people, encouraging one another, loving on one another. And when we act in that such a spiritual manner, we act as those types of spiritual people, where our primary concern is to glorify the Lord through service to others, then we ourselves are blessed again with that rest. Because the Spirit is taking us from glory to glory. Again, we're on a path. It can be a straight and narrow path, but it's a path nonetheless where Jesus is taking us from one point and he's taking us all the way to the glory of the kingdom. And regardless of what the world throws at us, and regardless of what we throw at ourselves. Jesus has promised to never forsake us or leave us, and to finish the work that he started. So let's immerse ourselves in the gospel. Let's immerse ourselves in the things that are spiritual. And let's trust in the word of the Lord so we can find that rest by abiding in God, that peace that surpasses all understanding. Well, I hope to see you through March. And, God bless and keep you. I hope you have a wonderful Lenten season, and we look forward to Easter Sunday. God bless.
You have heard Moments of Meditation from the First Baptist Church of Plymouth, Connecticut, with the pastor, the Reverend Mark Copeland. For more information, call the church office at 860-283-6181 or email the church at fbcp24@gmail.com. We wish you blessings on your day.